more guys you have close to the ball, the easier it is to get the guy on the ground. So we want to make sure that we emphasize running to the football, getting guys the football, being disciplined in our lanes, not overrunning the football, you know, making sure that we vice tackle when we're in those situations, making sure that we put that effort out on tape. You know, it wasn't our best effort last week, no question about it. Coach has mentioned that before. We can't allow that to happen. We've got to put our best effort out there every time we step on that football field.
Is Greenell similar to Redmond in terms of his running style?
He is. He's one of those guys that's going to pour it up in there. He's going to press the hole. But he does have a little – he's got that shiftiness. He's got some bounce elements to his game as well. We're familiar with his style, you know, playing against him last year. You know, we know what he can do. We know what he's capable of. So, he's going to be a guy that they want to get started early and often. He's been a big part of what they're trying to do. So we have to be cognizant of him and what he brings to the table.
How much your concern is there, Chris, about this groin situation for you? I mean, look, you miss so much time. You get back in there and now you'll be shelved for today.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's just kind of one of those things where, you know, I've been at it for a few weeks now. You get banged around a little bit. It's going to happen. You know, I haven't had an opportunity to have a training camp. So it's one of those things you just got to get used to getting banged around in football. It's a part of it. I don't think that this is in any way going to prevent me from being able to be on the field on Sunday. You know, we got a little bit of action today in pre-practice and in individual a little bit. Did some drills, so felt good. We'll do a little bit more tomorrow, a little more on Friday, and hopefully be ready to strap it up on Sunday. No problem.